Hey guys, this is Thoreau Lust, and quick ramble time, if it's going to be quick. But I am using this little quick ramble to like warm up my voice. Initially, I didn't really know what to talk about. I just really needed an excuse to sort of get into the mood with recording. My fiancé just left back. So he's on his way back to France. So if you guys didn't know, Bruh literally went here to the Philippines just to come and visit my embassy for the whole marriage processing thing. It's such a hassle because honestly, none of us got the money to like do these things, you know, very spontaneously, but we grabbed from our savings, put things together, and yeah, we made it work. He's now on his way back. Hopefully he is traveling safely. Hopefully he doesn't catch any viruses along the way. He is going to have a layover in Taiwan before he goes straight back to his hometown in France. So yeah, quick ramble. I'm not sure if I want to go with life updates immediately or with, yeah, let's go with life updates immediately. Initially, I was going to do like a little walkthrough of my process with recording, but I'm not really mentally prepared. I literally just said, I need to record, and I need to do it now, and I need to get into the mood because I'm trying to avoid being sad that Bruh has left, etc. So let's go have a quick little life update from yours truly. As I mentioned, I was going to take down, and I actually already have taken down, the addiction tier on my Patreon. And I am also reducing the number of customs that I would be making for the month of March and potentially also the month of April. So why is that the case, Lust? To be honest, it's mostly because I want to focus on, well, no, I want, I'm, it's a combination of two, really. One part is because I want to focus more on these life transitions. They take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of, not really a lot of pressure, but a need to focus on it and make sure that everything is really laid out. It's quite time sensitive, especially since in our mind, and I'm not sure if we can pull this off, but we will do our very damn best to. In our mind, we would like to move, or we would like for me to move to France by June. So that is our deadline, and we're doing two things. First of all, we are getting married. We are trying to see which is easier, to do it in the Philippines or do it in France. Well, honestly, Philippines is not easy because there's a lot of paperwork to be done. There's a lot of time that has to be taken off from his side. And there's just a lot that has to be done to do it in the Philippines. But I wanted to do it here because I want my family to see it. You know, the Philippines is a very family-oriented culture. Personally, it's no big deal to me, but I know that this is something that my dad especially would like to have. Unfortunately, we might have to do France first and then Philippines next, probably sometime next year. It depends. We'll see how it all goes. But the minute Bruh arrives in his hometown, he's going to see with his town hall to get any requirements from my end. I pull off these requirements as well, throw it all to him, and yeah, whichever comes first, we will do. However, a second thing that I'm also doing, and if you hang around on my Discord, you would know this already, but I am also applying for some schools in France, master's degrees. I've always wanted, needed, for, in my opinion, to get a master's degree. The original plan after I graduated from college was to take 2 years of work just to see what it's like, you know, to, you know, make some money on my own, understand how things work at the office, you know, get myself some practical and, you know, some street smart, some street knowledge, you know. Unfortunately, I got too busy. I got too much into my work, and I had to put my master's degree in the back burner. On top of that, my sister decided to take a master's herself. I'm still quite salty about it, and it's the reason why she moved to LA. Still quite salty about it, because basically she siphoned, not really siphoned, but her going to take her master's degree during the time when I was supposed to take a master's degree, during the time where my parents weren't making a lot of money, it was just a mess for me, and I felt like it was not fair. I still think it's not fair, but you know, it is what it is. So I had to put my master's degree dreams behind. And I know a lot of you will be saying, like, Les, you don't need a master's degree to, you know, succeed in life. And I totally agree, except that I like studying. I'm weird like that. I like studying. I like, you know, I like being, you know, I like building on a solid foundation. I like learning theoretically and practically. I like putting both of those together. I like, you know, I like having it in a formal format, if you may. That's maybe because I thrived back in college, and you know, maybe a part of me is like seeking that, you know, that same environment again. But it's not just that, really. I really wanted a master's degree, and I really do want a master's degree. And so, you know, Brad and I thought, well, this would be the perfect time for me to take, you know, to take a leap of faith and apply for a master's degree, maybe even a scholarship if that's possible. I don't think it's possible, but, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. My degree, the one I'm going for, is cheaper than my sister's in LA, so I'm hoping that hopefully when my parents start, you know, when the business of my parents start picking up again, I might be able to just say, hey, so could you help us a tiny bit with the tuition fees? Even just half would be great, you know? We'll see where that goes. I'm applying, well, I'm gonna see if I can get my first choice of a degree. It basically deals with data for businesses. And as much as I hate statistics, really, I love learning about data. I guess now that I got myself into the world of startups and all that, because that's basically where I had my entire career, in a startup, you know, I understand the importance of data. In my job, I understand the importance of how you present your data in a way that makes it easier for clients to understand, in a way that persuades your clients to act to improve their businesses. But I don't know myself how to, you know, harness the data, analyze the data properly. I only go off what our, you know, business analyst teams go with. And to me, I want a better, deeper understanding of these things. And, you know, that's the degree I'm going for. That's my first choice. My second choice is getting into digital marketing, which basically is sort of close to my job. My job is really to help businesses market themselves. And yeah, that's it for my life updates. I'm pretty close to submitting one application. I just didn't realize I had to pay application fees, so now I have to like ring in like 200 euros. Thankfully, Patreon is there. I have some savings from your support, and I'm going to be applying within the first week of March. And let's see, let's hope. I had to take a TOEFL IBT exam, and I got 111 over 120, which is really good. Really puts me up there. In fact, it put me up there that I have schools from Hong Kong and the US asking if I would be interested in their master's degree as well. If you don't know, basically TOEFL, IBT, like, I don't know who the fuck arranges these things, but you have the option to have your profile and your test scores publicized or shared through their network of schools, since these schools are really into recruiting new students. And lo and behold, regional directors have sent me emails asking if I'd be interested in their programs. Unfortunately, none of them are in France. It would be nice if one of them would be in France, and it would be nice if it would be the school that I am going for. But yeah, I am super excited. I need to work on my essays, because there's like two essays I need to fill up. I need to work on my essays. I've already answered one, but I'm not really satisfied with it, so I'm going to go ahead and do another round of it maybe tomorrow. I have my CEO's recommendation. She just asked me what to put in there, and I'm like, I don't know if I could just give it to you word for word, so let me just send you an email of what would be nice. And yeah, I'm super excited. I don't know if you guys can tell, but yeah. That's it for like part of my life update. My second life update is really I have two new associates. I don't know if I already mentioned this, but I have two new associates now. I have two associates now. I have one new associate, and both of them know that I'm leaving soon. And the reason why, you know, I shared earlier when I made that update post that, hey guys, I don't have a lot of time. That's because I want to dedicate the remainder of my time on my company or in my company to make sure that these two lovely, smart ladies, you know, get a really good foundation before I leave. I want one of them to take over my job. I want one of them to like perform really well. These two are young. One of them is a fresh grad. Another is, this would be her second year out of college. And I want them to have like the best start for their careers, because that's what my mentor gave me. And I want to give them the same. I want to give them the opportunity to excel. I want to, you know, make sure that whatever they're doing for my company, it's not just going to go to waste. I want them to understand how to take control of their careers. I want them to understand how to avoid office politics, because there's a lot of it in my company. I just want them to thrive. And, you know, I've been spending more time with them. And that does actually hurt my time doing these recordings. But yeah, that's it. I'm super excited to work with them more. They're doing really, really well. I'm really proud of them. And I don't say too much to them in front of them, though, because I don't want them to get too cocky. But I do reward them from time to time with some Korean barbecue. And yeah, it's the reason why I had to like make that decision. I've been mulling over it for 2 weeks now, especially with the whole dog, bad neighbor dog situation that plagued my first 2 weeks of February. You know, it made me realize that I may not have time to do all of these customs, and the time where I want to, you know, the time that I can record and am in the mood to record, I want to spend more time developing other content, or content that, you know, that is purely from my ideas. I want to explore these more. I want to have more time to do these more over making, you know, customs that already have preset ideas, templates in my head, thanks to patrons and whatnot. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy making these audios. I enjoy making these customs. I enjoy opening up my custom form and going, what the hell did these guys think of this time? And it really is something that I've enjoyed since I've started making customs. I don't know if you guys remember, but when I started gaining some traction back in Reddit, on my subreddit, I basically would come up with, you know, little contest ideas where, you know, give me a set of tags, let's put it in a raffle, and let's make an audio out of it. I would do this on Patreon, but I do believe it's not legal. So yeah, that was what I would do back in the day. And ever since doing that, and like making audio specifically for a person and knowing that they enjoyed it, you know, is a joy. But yeah, I'm like, for me, now would be the time to experiment a little bit more, since I don't have time. Now would be the time for me to, you know, do the things that come from my silly little head. It's hard to say that as a Filipino. Silly little head. Okay. Because a while ago there was that accent, and now it's back. Now it's without an accent. I want to see what I can come up with in the silly little head of mine. And there's a lot of formats. You know, there's not safe for work, obviously. Safe for work, there's ASMR, there's a combination of both, there's, you know, there's a series, there's a choose your own adventure that someone paid me to do, and I think I've pretty much completed the whole map already. There's probably going to be a lot of audios. Bra is going to come up with the whole how is it going to be played, and what else? Yeah, there's just a lot. There's a series I want to continue. There's a series I want to ask if you want me to continue it. And yeah, a lot of these things. I want to get to do these more. I want to be able to pull these off more. I think it's going to be a win-win situation. Because then the focus would be making content that you guys would enjoy, that you guys in general would love. There's going to be a lot more polls. There's going to be a lot more spontaneity. And I'm pretty excited for that. I really am. And I think the dogs have started to calm down. And that means I can now get back to recording. If you have not received a custom yet from me, chill a little bit. It's either being edited by Bra or I'm about to record this tonight. I really, really apologize that it's been delayed. There's so much going on. And I'm going to do my best to complete everything within the first week of March. Is there anything else I have missed? Not really, but if you guys like to watch me stream, or like streaming, you know, give me some tips and whatnot, games that I might like to play. I'm playing Outer Worlds, Rainbow Six Siege. I need to get better at that shit. And yeah, that's about it. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for your support. I will talk to you later. Much love. Lust. Mwah.